the last opening of the lift, and there were so many people who wanted to play that we decided not to actually have it in the lift, but make the lift a portable lift and move it in here. So you just have to sort of imagine that were you in the lift, there would be no microphones. The piano would, however, be right here. We thought about knocking out the back wall and putting in some stained glass for tonight, but we figured you didn't need that much verisimilitude, and Holden doesn't have that much money. So it wasn't that important. So pretty eclectic group tonight. We have a whole bunch of stuff for you, a lot of music. And this sounds pretty cool. I can hear myself going, thanks, Kenna. Yeah, great. What does your shirt mean? Fish a day? Carpe diem. Okay. We have about 10 acts for you tonight. Seeing as this is sort of a momentous lift engagement, we thought we'd start with an invocation of sorts. And we'll eventually be working our way down to a benediction of sorts. So in between, who knows what's going to be. It's sort of like going to a Pentecostal service. You're never quite sure what's going to happen. So remember to enjoy yourselves, even if you're sitting in the dark. And so I'd ask you to greet Lowell Leibarger. Lowell will start us with an invocation of sorts. And I think you'll understand what I mean when I say of sorts. Would you welcome Lowell, please? Very nice.
Thank you.
Man, turn it loose in the kitchen and the plumbing shop and look what happens. Hi. Welcome to the lift. Did I say that? Okay. Never hurts to be disingenuous, you know. Especially at Holden. Let's do the John Franklin. So I build this part of the program as angst-ridden songs. I think you'll understand. They all have sort of a common theme. Angst. Thanks, Katie. You're so sharp. They're all happy songs that have to do with angst. Tune up for line? Okay, this is pretty cool. So, we'll start off with a song about death. Woke up this morning, put on my slippers, walked in the kitchen and died. And oh, what a feeling when my soul went through the ceiling and on up into heaven I did ride. When I got there, they did say, John, it happened this way. You slipped the claw on the floor and hit your head. And all the angels say just before you passed away, these were the very last words that you said. Sing along. Please don't bury me down in that cold, cold ground. I'd rather have them cut me up, pass me all around. Throw my brain in a hurricane and blind and have my eyes. Deaf can have both of my ears if they don't mind the size. Gary. If they run out of beer, put my socks in a cedar box, just get them out of here. Venus to my oak and have my arm flick out, I got your nose. Sell my heart to the junk man and give my love to Rose. But please don't bury me down in that cold, cold ground. I'd rather have them cut me up, pass me all around. Throw my brain in a hurricane and the blind can have my eyes. Deaf can have both of my ears. Reverend! Give my feet to the footloose, careless, fancy free. Give my knees to the needy, don't pull that stuff on me. Hand me down my walking cane, it's a sin to tell a lie. Send my mouth way down south and kiss my butt goodbye. But please don't bury me down in that cold, cold ground. Brother Hamlin, cut me up, pass me all around. Throw my brain in a hurricane and the blind can have my eyes. Death can have both of my ears. Verlon Brown on the harp. Heather, 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 singing that high stuff. Stuff that hurts me to sing. This one's in D. Yeah. Yeah, this is one of the slow ones. Is Eric here anywhere? Eric Olson? Eric showed me this song. This is a song about what summer vacation feels like when you're 15 and you just don't like anything. Ready? Thank you. Summer vacation, nothing on TV, no one home except for me, for me. Sitting in my room, got no money, nothing to do, stare at the ceiling, sonic boom. Darkened apartment, beautiful day, lying in bed as the hours drift away, drift away. Nothing changes, nothing moves, drift on by, sonic boom. That's what a 15-year-old laying in bed listening to really loud music when they're the only one at home would really like to do. Be in a really large, reflective, loud room with a very loud guitar and go, well, I just did it. So we go from, death to teen angst. Now we go to cow angst. This one's an E. What, do you think animals like change of season? You see these deer? You think they'd be hanging around us if they didn't have to? It's like, God, they're little bipeds again, but I gotta get fat. You wonder how much work it is to change color. So this is sort of a song about the coming of winter. You know, cow angst. Very nice. That's one of the joys of playing with these guys, by the way, is you can just kind of play a note and stuff happens. You can just kind of look at Gary. He's being timid now, but I mean, usually this great stuff just comes out. You don't have to do anything. All right, what did I say? Cow angst. I said, okay, cow angst. The cows in the moo yard are making their plans for the long winter's nights and the cold winter hands. Some in the fields are covered with snow. The black ones turn white and the white ones don't show. Big humps in the sunset between bovine dreams. Their icicle udders are waiting for spring. And up from the road comes the sound of a wheel. Just an old ice cream wagon says, I know how you feel. Some dream of India, where their cousins are stars, but they don't like the crowds, so they stay where they are. can you do? It's the ice or the flies, the temperature slowing, the tails, they don't rise. Think about that one. Dairy existence, and I must conclude, cold milk in a bottle still beats frozen Verlon, Gary, Heather, thank you. Who's next? Gee is going to introduce you to something that sounds like a Hostess product, but is not a Hostess product. Would you welcome Guy Michel Tremblay, please?
I'm not as tall as he is. I'm one of the music wannabes in the village, so if you need to take an intermission, this is sort of intermission entertainment.
Gee? Yep. Self-abuse is not allowed.
Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome.
So anyway, in my attempt to find some sort of musical instrument I can play and wandering about in a small village in eastern Indonesia, I heard a wonderful sound. At the base of a volcano, sort of rumbling in the distance, there was a sound sort of coming out of a grass hut. And so I decided to sort of stick my head in and find out what was going on. And there I met a toothless man with a great grin on his face and a little instrument stuck in his mouth. And this one is not as big as Lowell's didgeridoo with that big plumbing pipe, so I'll have to get out of the case. So hang on for a sec. It's very portable. And this is perhaps this is the first time this instrument's ever been amplified. There are almost hardly any of these in existence, and especially in the Western Hemisphere. So, I'm just going to go ahead and play this thing for you. Uh-oh. One of the downfalls of this instrument is I was just at the woodlot and have no feeling left in my hands. So, but it's easily repairable. He was toothless because he ate betel nut. I don't know if you're familiar with this, it's sort of a mild narcotic. And, what else can I tell you? Oh yeah, the other thing about this instrument is really interesting is when I learned how to play it, he warned me, he said it's trance-inducing. And so I'm learning how to play the thing, and about 3 days later, I kind of woke up and figured out that I really didn't learn how to play, but I did get into the trance, which is kind of nice. So maybe at the end of the week or something, when you guys snap out of it, we'll go to breakfast tomorrow. All right, let's try it again. Oh, it'll work. This is the moment. This is my moment, Jeff. Please. When else are you going to monologue in the, you know, my first debut on the Gengon? I mean, this is a big deal. The beetle nut stuff. Well, these folks in Indonesia sit around Indonesia, India, a lot of places. They stick it in their lip a lot like chewing tobacco, and it turns their teeth red and their whole mouth. In fact, the first time I was there, somebody was walking around and spit, and I thought they were bleeding. I thought something was wrong. I'm shaking so much I can't get the knot tied. Okay. Here we go. I'll do a short one now that I've talked so much. Oh, my string is too short almost now. Hmm. thing is hitting the microphone here. I think that'll be it for now.
Hi. Welcome. No. It's time now for... No, it's time now for the left side of my brain to kick in. Okay, it's time now for Allison Wee. Would you welcome Allison, please? She leaves Thursday.
Hi. This is probably my final public performance here in the Village after a year. Aww. What?
Don't be nervous.
Oh. Yeah, I am kind of nervous. I'm not playing my guitar tonight, which is, it's always handy to have something to do with your hands, you know, when you're nervous, and I don't have that. I'm going to do some Mary Chapin Carpenter tunes. I don't know who's familiar with her. I think I'm going to do them from memory. Shoot. If I don't, that's really too bad. I've got one of them written down, but kind of hoping they go all right. The first one we're going to do is called Too Tired. Too tired to fight, so I just gave in. Last night I slept in your arms again, and I felt my heart next to your skin, beating like crazy. Been running from something I can't explain. Ain't just anger, ain't just pain, but it goes away when you call my name, calling me babe. But you said no good for a girl like me. I was doing me off my feet. Next thing I knew, I was wondering where you'd gone off to, leaving me lonely. This town's too small for your kind of games, pointing fingers, naming names. But I'm so far gone, I'll take anything that you can give me. Still, you ain't no good for a girl like me. But my head says leave, but you can't get far when I'm on my knees, begging you, babe. You ain't no good for a girl like me. Go, come on.
Take her home, she's something of a dreamer. On the spot here.
Oh, have you done this one? Really? It's 1-4-5 in G, and it's really staccato. Oh, okay. In the chord. I'm really a rhythm.
Okay.
When you want to fill
it,
I don't want to fill it.
Okay.
Between dark.
This one's called Read My Lips. A few more cigarettes now, honey, one more jolt, a jolt. A couple of hours past New York City, a few more turnpike tolls. One more minute away from you is a minute that'll last too long. When I get back, we're gonna lock the door, baby. Disconnect the phone. We could use a week to get reacquainted, some time to feel it out. But you weren't born only yesterday, babe, and I wasn't born a fool just to read my lips. Yes, I think you can just to read my lips, and you'll understand just to read my lips, babe, and you can read my read my lips, babe, and just one more time. Run. Thank you. many questions for you, just a one thing to declare, just to read my lips. Yes, I think you can, just to read my lips, and you'll understand. Just to read my lips, yeah, and you can read my mind, just to read my lips, babe, just one more time. Love that. Just pull him off the pew and look at him go.
Yeah, well, I think so. We'll try it before we actually start the song and see if we're in the same key.
The last tune we're going to do is a Nancy Griffith tune.
Sorry, this is going to take just a minute. Here, tell you what. See this? You might read some paragraphs.
Oh, sure. No problem. Here I am.
These are actual. These were English papers turned in, or history papers turned in over the course of history, and some guy collected it. My dad gave it to me, Joe.
Wow.
Thought maybe you'd like to hear about the history of the world while I get my guitar ready.
Oh, right. From what, high school or college level?
Actually, grade school through college.
Oh, wow. So these are actual history paper items turned in by students. Gee, where are we starting? These are hard to read because they're so odd. Without the Greeks, we wouldn't have history. The Greeks invented three kinds of columns, Corinthian, Doric, and Ionic. They also had myths. A myth is a female moth. One myth says that the mother of Achilles dipped him in the river Styx until he became intolerable. Achilles appears in the Iliad by Homer. Homer also wrote the Odyssey, in which Penelope was the last hardship that Ulysses endured on his journey. Actually, Homer was not written by Homer, but by another man of that name. Socrates was a famous Greek teacher who went around giving people advice. They killed him. Socrates died from an overdose of wedlock. Why am I reading these? These are so absurd. George Washington married Martha Curtis and in due time became the father of our country. Then the Constitution of the United States was adopted to secure domestic hostility. Under the Constitution, the people enjoyed the right to keep bare arms. I don't like these. Wow. Bach was the most famous composer in the world, and so was Handel. Handel was half German, half Italian, and half English. He was very large. I think that's where I stop.
You know what?
What?
Oh,
a mic would be good. I'm on it. I am a backseat driver from America. Drive to the left on false roads. The man at the wheel's name is Seamus. There's a child on the corner he knows. And Seamus says, now what chance has that kid got? And I say from the back, I don't know. He says there's barbed wire at all of these exits. And there ain't no place in Belfast for that kid to go. And it's a hard life, it's a hard life. It's a very hard life, it's a hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hatred, then a hard life is all that they'll know. cafeteria line in Chicago. The fat man in front of me, he's calling black people trash to his children, and he's the only trash here I see. And I am thinking this man wears a white hood in the night when his children should sleep. But they'll slip to their windows and they'll see him, and they'll think that white hood's all they need. And it's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life. It's a hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hatred, then a hard life is all that they'll know. And there ain't no place in Chicago for those kids to go. Where dreams could be held through TV, with Disney and Cronkite and Martin Luther. And I believed, I believed, I believed. Now I'm a backseat driver from America, and I am not at the wheel of control. I am guilty, I am war, and I am the root of all evil. Lord, and I can't drive on the left side of the road. And it's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life. It's a hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hatred, then a hard life is all that they'll know. And there ain't no place in this world for those kids to go. And it's a hard life wherever you go.
We go from, are you alto? What are, yeah? Okay, we go from Allie's alto to Jen's soprano. So would you welcome Jennifer Anderson, please? Okay. Pharaoh forced the Hebrew slaves to make bread without straw. Moses led them to the Red Sea, where they made unleavened bread, which is bread but made without any ingredients. Afterwards, Moses went up on Mount Sinai to get the Ten Commandments. David was a Hebrew king skilled at playing the lyre. He fought with the philatelists, a race of people who lived in biblical times. Solomon, one of David's sons, had 500 wives and 500 porcupines. Would you please welcome Jennifer Anderson?
This is very much an experiment for me. I've played the drums for probably 1 hour my entire life, and now I'm playing for you. So, here we go. And this, I was just kind of hanging out in the VC one day, and this is where this comes from, but it's from a poem called Remember by Harjo, what's her first name? Joy Harjo. So, it's, here we go.
Remember to remember, remember to remember, remember the sky that you were born under, remember the moon, know who she is, remember the sun's birth at dawn, and it's going down at night, remember to remember. Remember to remember, remember your birth, your mother struggled. She struggled to give you formed breath. Remember your father, he's your life. Remember to remember, remember to remember, remember the earth whose skin you are. Remember to remember. Red earth, yellow earth, white earth, brown earth, black earth, we are earth. Remember to remember, remember the plants and trees and all their families. Remember the wind, remember her voice, remember that you are all people, remember that they are you, remember that all is in motion, all is growing. Remember to remember, remember to remember, remember the dance that language is. Remember to remember.
Thanks. Song is a song that I wrote, I think now it's 2 years ago, and I wrote it for a friend of mine who I have a hard time communicating with, but we always seem to understand each other. So. Sorry, I don't mean to intrude. I only wanted to tell you. Your touch, your eyes, I come alive. I'm true and I'm with you. I'm sorry, I don't want to take your space. No expectation, no mask on my face. I breathe your strength, I taste your pride. I'm true and I'm with you. So true and I'm with you. I'm glad we did. Feet couldn't keep the pace you took. Endangered by the web of linear. dance with the wind. I hope that someday we can share our true feelings, 'cause it's hard to decode the smile of another's heart. I take it back, I'm sorry no more. If you can't be true, then what is life for? The picture's taken, focus now. I'm true when I'm with you. Our friendship flooded in the start. Sometimes too much can tear you apart. So I'm content to speak to you in my language that is true, in my language that is true.
Now we have a man who is eponymously named, his name is Mark Douglas, but people started calling him Dark Muglis because, you know, it just kind of sounded cool. Then we found out some other stuff about Dark, like, are you scared of the dark?
Was.
See? So it was an issue, and we just kind of happened on this name. But you've already seen Dark up here once tonight. Would you welcome him back again to do a couple other pieces?
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, I'm going to do a couple of tunes by an artist by the name of David Frischberg. Yeah, I see you looking, Steve. he's an East Coast piano player and singer. More piano player songwriter than singer, which is why I feel qualified to sing his pieces. These two songs are taken off of his album Can't Take You Nowhere, and this is the title song.
You knock back the schnapps, you talk back to cops, you walk in the room and conversation stops. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. You stagger, you sag, you're half in the bag. One glass of beer and you're a total drag. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. I buy three or four, you mooch plenty more. The check comes around and you are out the door. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. You're loud and you're lewd, you tend toward the crude. My friends are disgusted with your attitude. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. You gripe and you groan, you grouse and you moan. You called Honolulu on my telephone. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. I hear people say you don't go away. You drop by for breakfast and you stay all day. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. That's right. I'd like to take you somewhere, but I can't take you nowhere, 'cause I don't know a place where you can show your face. And anyway, I'd just like to say, so sad to see you must be on your way. I'd like to take you somewhere, but I can't take you nowhere, 'cause I don't know a place where you can show your face. And anyway, I'd still like to say, so sad to see you must be on your way. What a pity to say so long.
Thank you.
This next tune is called The Green Hills of Earth. And I guess to preface it, kind of picture in your mind a Star Trek sort of scene. Thumbs up, Joe? This is a good tune? It meets your approval. Okay. All right. You know, kind of out in space, you know, long time away from Earth. Haven't been home in centuries. You know, what do you think of? What kind of goes through your head? This is kind of what that song is about. Space music. Someday, centuries away, the great-grandchildren of our great-grandchildren will stand together hand in hand. And someday, centuries away, the great-grandchildren of our great-grandchildren will sing of their ancestral land, a song they may not even understand. We were earthlings, we remember, a common bond we shared with creatures of the forest, fields, and seas, creatures of the air. We were earthlings from a far world, where life had just begun, a star that once was our world, spinning golden in the sun. So wander we will, for wander we must, remembering still we are only children, children of the dust. And wherever we wander, wherever we roam, we'll never forget this world we called our own. The green hills of Earth, the green hills of Earth, our home. We were earthlings, we remember, however far we fly beyond the reach of measured time and space, through centuries of sky. We were earthlings, and now we honor the world we left behind, the birthplace of our fathers, the mother of mankind. So sorry. So wander we will, for wander we must, remembering still we are only children, children of the dust. And wherever we wander, wherever we roam, we'll never forget this world we called our own. The green hills of Earth, the green hills of Earth, our home.
Thank you.
Hi.
Nancy. Next we have Cara and Kate, or Catherine or Katie. Next we have Cara or Kate or Catherine or Katie. What are you going by tonight? Nancy. Would you welcome, please? It's Cara, not Kara. It's Cara and Nancy.
Lights, please. Thank you. This was supposed to be a lot smoother. Walk down that lonesome road all by yourself. Don't turn your head back over your shoulder and only stop to rest yourself when the silver moon is shining high.
When I was in college, a friend of mine told me about this great jazz musician they had read about named Wynton Marsalis and how he was going to play in this club in Chicago. So we would go down on Thursday nights downtown to the Joe Siegel's Jazz Showcase, which had a special on Thursday nights where you can get in for half price, and to check this guy out. And it really blew us all away, his trumpet playing. And one of the tunes he did was this one off of his first album. It's called RJ.
Thank you.
got to Woodstock, we were half a million strong, and everywhere there was song and celebration. And I dreamed I saw bombers riding shotgun in the sky, and they turned into butterflies above our country. We are stardust, we are golden, and we've got to give ourselves back to the garden.
Steve Tung, Gary Santum, Lowell Leibarger, Kara, Kara, Kara.
You want to do that one?
Yeah, we can do that. Kara's got one.
Sorry.
No self-abuse allowed.
Oh, I hope you like that. I've never done it before until about an hour ago. So, anyway, I was going to do another one before, but it was so much like the ones that Katie and I were doing that I thought you might want something in between. This one I did, I was here in July for about a week, and this one I did at Bliss then. And my friend Katie asked me if I'd do it again, so I did. It's called Humble My Heart. And for those of you who love music, maybe you can relate to this. When the soul within me stumbles and heaven is hard to find, when the night is all ahead of me and morning is all behind, when I cannot rule the stars and the moon or turn the dark to day, humble my heart, humble my heart, but hopeful the music I play. When the rage of nations fills the skies and poisons every breath,
weapons of futility, they shadow us with death. And my arms can't reach to hold them back, and it seems we cannot win. Hollow my strength, hollow my strength, but hopeful the song I sing. Humble my heart, hollow my strength, but hopeful the music I play.
Would you welcome Aaron, please?
Hi.
Well, at the last lift, I played two songs, and this is kind of another one of those kind of songs that's a combination of all the songs I play, which is just pretty random, but at the same time seems to make a little sense. So here goes.
Thank you.
Thanks. Now be accompanied by Lowell.
Thank you.
We have one act left for you, if you want to call it an act. Beth, what are you going to sing? You're going to sing two songs and a benediction? Okay, you're going to do our benediction too, right? Our blessing? Okay, a song and a blessing we have from Beth. Would you welcome Beth, please?
I'm totally blank. I'm sorry. Let me just turn around for a second. Okay. The way to the middle is guarded by those dangers imagined so grim. The reward is greatest for those who find joy in their hearts, who with eyes and hands wide open journey within. Give up, give in, give up self, give up false control. Oh, for a more harmonious hymn. Middle provides a safe space. Here we know the one without to be the one within. I know the one without to be the one within. I'm going to sing a blessing. A few people asked me to write this down. I'll just sing it. Sing it with me and sing it a few times and then we'll go to bed. I feel silly. It's past my bedtime. May the long time sun shine upon you. Oh, love surround you. And the pure light within. Guide your way home. May the long-time sun shine upon you. Oh, love surround you. And the pure light within you. Guide your
All right, thanks for coming. We almost had to enforce the no giggling rule there at the end, but, you know, she pulled out of it. Thanks to Kenna. Would you give Kenna a round of applause? She's been up here all night making this, like... You'll notice that everything was audible and nothing went... So she must have done everything right. So thanks to all the performers. Thanks for coming. Good night.